This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 24th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. One of the big reasons for wanting an aviation diesel has been shaken. The T-Lert Owners Group has seen a memo from ExxonMobil warning that the company does not support or endorse the use of its Jet A product in piston diesel engines. If you want to put ExxonMobil Jet A in your T-Lert, you'll be required to sign an agreement acknowledging you understand the issues and do it at your own risk. The full document is available in PDF format using a link at the bottom of the text version of this story at www.aero-news.net. Eclipse Aviation finally had something to celebrate Friday after a couple weeks of ugly news. The Albuquerque-based manufacturer announced it finally had in hand the European certification of the Eclipse 500 very light jet it has promised for a year has been imminent. EASA approval requires all Eclipse 500s operating in EU member nations to be equipped with the Avio NG1.5 avionics suite. It does not allow commercial operations with the plane. That requires a separate approval, Eclipse says is expected, quote, in time to allow many air taxi services using the Eclipse 500 to be operational in Europe in 2009, unquote. Here's the catch. Only a handful of the roughly 250 Eclipse 500s built to date have Avio NG1.5. Customers have been promised upgrades, but the company is stalling on the upgrades for lack of money, just as it is for modifications required for flight into known icing. Eclipse reportedly needs $200 to $300 million to move forward with regular production. An investigation into Maryland's state police medevac helicopter operations, started by the Department of Transportation's Inspector General, has now been joined by the FAA. The whistleblower who prompted the investigation is former medevac pilot Pete Peterson. He was fired earlier this month for refusing to give up maintenance records he says prove safety concerns. Neither the state police nor the FAA have commented publicly so far. Maryland spends $20 million a year to fly 12 helicopters based in 8 cities. In September, an audit criticized record-keeping and probed difficulties in retaining technical personnel. Later that month, a fatal crash during a medevac flight in bad weather killed 4 of 5 persons on board, drawing even more scrutiny. A study conducted by the Annapolis Capitol in March revealed that about half the patients transported by helicopter have non-life-threatening injuries and are released within 24 hours. Maryland State Senator John Astill welcomes the FAA's joining the probe. He notes, quote, the state police need some people that know something about aviation, unquote. A lawsuit has been filed by former Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker, stemming from the September 19th crash of a Learjet at Columbia Metropolitan Airport in South Carolina. The Associated Press reports Barker claims the plane was improperly maintained and operated and seeks damages for pain and suffering, disfigurement, loss of earnings, and medical and legal expenses. The suit names Global Exec Aviation, Clay Lacy Aviation, InterTravel, Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, and Bombardier as defendants. The lawsuit also claims the pilots were improperly trained and should have continued the takeoff instead of aborting it. Joining Barker in the suit is Thelma Martin Still, the mother of Barker's former bodyguard, Charles Monroe Still Jr., who was killed in the crash. Investigators believe the plane's crew was attempting to abort the takeoff due to a suspected blown tire when the plane careened off the end of a runway, killing 4 of the 6 people on board. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. More aerospace layoffs. NBAA jumps to counter negative spin on biz jets. And GM and Ford say they'll prune their aircraft fleets. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about the dangers of busting classy airspace. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.